It's The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde. The city of Kent is cracking down on sex offender housing. Eddie Weber manages 5 homes in Kent, housing 45 registered sex offenders. Starting today, the city of Kent has said it'll charge him $2,500 a day until he evicts the sex offenders, but he has no intention of doing so. And he joins me now here in the studio. Eddie Weber, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, David.
What's going to happen if these houses get shut down?
To the residents? Most of them will end up living on the streets.
What does that mean for society and the safety of people in society, do you think?
Well, I think that the problem with being homeless is you're not getting your basic levels of needs met as a human. And that stresses you out. And when people get stressed out, they're more likely to reoffend, whether it's sex offender or drug and alcohol or exactly what it is. I think if you put 50 people, make them homeless, then you're setting yourself up for more problems.
What's your track record in terms of folks living in your homes, whether or not they've reoffended?
I've had almost no problems in the houses. They stay together. They watch each other. I'm sure that there have been some people that have left and reoffended, but I haven't had any issues in my house.
So what's the case from your perspective of housing large numbers of sex offenders together?
Well, first off, I do recovery housing. I do clean and sober housing. I just allow sex offenders into the program. The benefit of housing them together is that they've got structure. Clean and sober, they don't use drugs or alcohol. They're easier to monitor. They have the support of the other people in the house, and they watch each other.
Is it dangerous for sex offenders to live together with other sex offenders?
No, actually, I think it's probably better. The problem with sex offenders, nobody wants to live with them. So living with each other just makes sense.
And you can imagine some people listening and saying to themselves, geez, if I live near one of these places, maybe I've got a couple young kids, I might be worried about it. What do you say to people who have those kinds of concerns?
I think those are legitimate worries. But having 45 sex offenders released homeless is probably a bigger concern. I mean, from a public safety standpoint, having them where you can watch them, monitor them, is a better idea.
The city of Kent says the existence of group homes housing sex offenders is illegal. You mentioned earlier you're calling them clean and sober homes. What's the difference?
Well, group homes have to be monitored by the state and licensed to be places. So clean and sober houses don't have to go through those hoops. So by changing the designation from a clean and sober house to a group home, then the city gets to monitor them.
So why not just set these up as homes that are designated for sex offenders?
Well, first off, it's not what they are. But secondly, the code that they're trying to enforce limits the amount of SOs, sex offenders, that can live together to 6. Now, 6 people living in a house is not enough to pay the bills. I charge between $385 and $485 for the people's program fees to participate in my program. With that fee, they get their phone, their TV, all the utilities covered, all the things they need to make their basic needs.
So if you were to house fewer folks in one house, would that not pencil out?
Well, absolutely. I've got to have a certain dollar amount to make the thing work and to pay for me, my staff. It just doesn't work.
The other thing that we read, sex offenders are supposed to be housed 1,000 feet from daycares, parks, churches, and schools. Do your homes comply with that rule?
They do. If you read the code from the city of Kent, it's also any area that they deem sensitive, which essentially means they can't be here.
Do you think it sounds like you're speaking about a much larger problem here to me? It's not just about Kent. It's about what are we going to do with people who are sex offenders? Where are they going to live? Is this part of a bigger, much bigger problem?
Well, absolutely. The problem is that nobody wants them around. But if everybody pushes them out, there's no place for them to live. So that in itself creates a problem.
And what do you think society ought to do about it? I mean, beyond just your homes, what's the solution?
Well, first off, we have to recognize that they're entitled to have a place to live. And then recognize that they've made mistakes, but they should have human rights. And then back off from the draconian laws that we're placing on them. I mean, murderers don't have to register, right? But sex offenders, once they've been convicted, no matter what the crime, it's almost a life sentence.
What's the next step for you in terms of fighting the city of Kent?
I'm trying to find a decent lawyer at this point.
Eddie Weber, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, David, thank you much.
Eddie Weber manages 5 homes in Kent that house sex offenders. Kent's city attorney says those homes violate the city's zoning code. For the record on KUOW, I'm David Hyde.